Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm Joshua calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. May I please speak to Linda?
She is not here. Can I take the message?
Oh, no, that's fine. I can speak with you then. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work?
No.
No. No, you don't have time? You don't want to participate or what? I'm sorry.
No, nobody works.
No, but I wasn't, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that part. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, included print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, in that case, we can definitely help you. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote, 100%.
Okay. And also, just to confirm, please, what is your age?
71.
71. Just to confirm, we're speaking to people of all ages. And also, that we're speaking to everyone. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian?
White, Eskins. White, snow.
White, okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Republican.
Okay, would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not-so-strong Republican?
Strong.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very unsatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, right? Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Absolutely not.
Okay. And is that strongly approved or somewhat approved? I mean, strongly disapproved, right? Or strongly...
Uh-huh. Yeah,
strongly disapproved. Okay. Your opinion is important. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glossenkamp Perez is handling her job as a congresswoman?
Disagree. Strongly.
Strongly disapprove, right? Strongly disapprove. Thank you. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. The options are fighting inflation and lowering costs, growing the economy and creating jobs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, improving K-12 education, combating threats to our democracy, climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, border security, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Border security.
Border security. And one more, please.
I don't think there's anyone there that I really am that excited about.
The one that you feel like you consider is probably most important other than the border security, reducing crime and gun violence, climate change and protecting the environment, improving K-12 education, combating threats to our democracy.
Improving the education because it's horrible.
Okay, understood. Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your... I understand. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. Bob Ferguson?
Bob Ferguson. Is that a company?
Bob Ferguson. You haven't heard of him? It's a person, actually.
Yeah, I don't What does he represent?
He's actually the general, let me see, governor of Washington State. He's running to become the next governor of Washington State.
Well, I thought you were talking about businesses or something. That didn't make any sense.
No. Okay, so you haven't heard of him, or what would be your rate on him from 0 to 100?
He's talking about businesses, so I hadn't heard of a business named Ferguson.
It could be either a person or organization. So in this case, it's a person, actually. So it's... Never heard this?
Yes, I've heard of him, but I would have to say I'm at 50. I'm not one way or the other with him.
Mm-hmm. How about Joe Kent?
100%.
Okay. How about Joe Biden?
Zero. Absolutely zero.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
100%.
Okay. Dave Reichert?
Not sure who he is.
Okay. You probably never heard of him, right? Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Of course. That's also an option. Marie Glusenkamp-Kares?
No, yeah, definitely zero.
Zero. Democrats in Congress?
Zero, zero, zero.
Okay. And how about Republicans in Congress?
Maybe 50%. I think they're all dishonest.
50%, which means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, right? Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so very much. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Glusenkamp-Kares or Republican Joe Kent?
Definitely Joe Kent.
Definitely Joe Kent, thank you. Even though you are not supporting Mary Glusenkamp-Kares now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Glusenkamp-Kares? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all? You might support her.
No chance at all.
No chance at all. Your opinion is important. And next, I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all. A 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it's an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. It says, a moderate who will oppose extremists from the left and from the right. From 0 to 10?
A person that would oppose extremists from the right or the left.
So you do consider, it's a moderate who will oppose those extremists from the left and from the right. Do you think that's extremely important then?
I think that's extremely important.
Would you use a 10 or a 9 or 8? Any number between 0 to 10.
I would use a 10 on that.
Okay. Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
10.
Okay. A leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
10.
Okay. Someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights, like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
0.
0. Okay. Someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves.
10.
Okay. A fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
That'd be a 10.
That'll be a 10 as well, right? Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Glusenkamp-Kares. Please rate each statement on a scale, again, of 0 to 10. Where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp-Kares for Congress. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason and zero means that it's not at all convincing, a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between zero and 10. So the quote, the statement says, Marie Gluckman-Perez shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand child care in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That is a different kind of leader. Zero or 10. Zero to 10, any number between that.
Well, I'm going to give it a 4.
A 4? Okay, so it's not very convincing at all, right, within that range. Okay, got it. Marie Gluckman-Perez, this is the next statement. Marie Gluckman-Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As a Colombian stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party. Again, from 0 to 10.
3.
Right? In February of 2020, Marie Gluckman-Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period, and we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. From 0 to 10.
That's a 0.
0.
I don't believe it.
Not convinced at all, right? Okay, thank you.
No.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But I'd like to ask again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Gluckman-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
I would not vote for Marie.
Okay. You will vote for Joe Kent then?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress in this case. I will be talking to you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidates as well. Please rate each statement, again, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all. Supporting Joe Kent for Congress, of course, you may use any number between 0 and 10. The statement goes like, Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Culp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. From 0 to 10.
That doesn't
give you any doubt at all?
No, gives me no doubt at all.
So you want to use 0, 1, 2, 3, or 4?
I'll use 0 on that.
0, right. Okay. And the next statement says, we need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that would make it a, quote, Antifa, superhighway, unquote. And that Democrats would use it to send criminals.
I'm a Joe Kent. I'm not believing any of the crap.
Sure. Just no worries. I don't into our district nonsense. How does any of that help with everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. It says here, but you still would say that it wouldn't cause you any doubts at all. The both of them, is that right? No. Would you use that zero?
Zero.
Got it. Okay. And now, after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
100%, yes.
Okay. Much more likely, right?
More likely.
More likely. Okay. We are 90% here. This is an open question, though. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress, in your own words?
I'm not convinced. Mm-hmm. I believe pretty much thing that he believes in.
Okay, so you're not convinced not to vote for him, right?
I'm not convinced not to vote for him.
Okay, got it. Thank you so very much, sir. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate?
Some college certificate.
Some college, okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married, thank you so very much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative, got it. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once
I would say twice a week.
Twice a week or more. Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate your time, okay? It was a complete pleasure to assist you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.